Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wills strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Moon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Heist hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zimmer strikes out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Koufax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Wills reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wills scores. One out. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogers moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive towards short. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive towards short. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vertel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Koufax batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Koufax is 0-for-1 in the game. Koufax takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wills strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Heist is 0-for-2 in the game. Heist strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley bunts in front of the plate. Vertel fields it and throws to first for the out. Snider moves to second. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Snider scores. It's 2-0, Dodgers. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman bunts towards the mound. Koufax fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koufax. Altman moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Jim McEnany pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McEnany strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Andre Rogers now playing shortstop. Ed Bauschi now playing first base. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Koufax hits a line drive into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Wills strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Heist is 0 for 3 in the game. Heist bunts towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Heist. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Wills applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moon strikes out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis pinch runs for Duke Snider. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Davis steals second. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Davis moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing third base. Willie Davis now playing center field. Tommy Davis now playing right field. Charlie Neal now playing second BA. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Rogers takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.